Like to welcome everyone here tonight. It has been a most exciting time with the youth in the house. Hallelujah. In this month of divine direction, guidance and vision, we are looking at the preservation power of divine direction, guidance and vision. The preservation power of divine direction, guidance, and vision. Our objective this moment is like it says. First, understanding how divine direction, guidance, and vision preserves life. Understanding how divine direction, guidance, and vision preserves life. And second, understanding the way of divine direction, guidance, and vision. How does divine direction, guidance, and vision preserve life? What is the way of divine direction and guidance and vision? Scriptures make it abundantly clear that divine direction and guidance and vision are preservatives of life. They preserve life. Three examples. Number one, the example of the prophet Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 17 and in verse 1, and Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. As big as the prophet Elijah was, as fireful as he was, as much as he could call down fire and roast those who came to arrest him, there was a time for him to hide. There was a time where the calling of fire would not solve his matters. There was a time where boldness of faith is not what will solve it. There are people who try to use faith when they should be looking for direction. Elijah was a man of faith, a man of fire. But there was a time where it was not faith he needed to be alive, or fire he needed. He needed direction to hide. Am I communicating? That was Elijah. And then we look at the life of David. David was a warrior, never lost a battle. But there was a time in 1 Samuel chapter 23 when David was in Keilah in verse 8, and Saul was looking for him. And Saul called all the people up together to war, to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. I'll read all the way to verse 13. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Then said David, O Lord, God of Israel, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant has heard? O Lord, thy God, O Lord, God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you up. That is, he will come and they will hand you over to him. David did not say, let me stay and fight him. David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever, wherever they could go. And it was to Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbear to go forth. So divine direction is connected to divine preservation. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. You shall be preserved in Jesus' name. A louder amen. Now, you look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 6. If you read from verse 11 to verse 12, he said, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, this is critical. And lead us not into temptation. Lead us, but not into temptation. What do you mean of that? Lead us away. There is a leading that leads you away from temptation. There is a leading that delivers you from evil. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. So leading can avert temptation or traps, and leading can avert disaster. That's the place of divine direction and guidance. You can be led away from evil. You can be led away from calamity. You can be led away from disaster. That's exciting. I decree today, the next trap the devil shall try to set for you will catch themselves. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Say the Lord must say amen. Lift your hands, say, I receive the leading that takes me away from temptation. I receive the leading that takes me away from evil. Look at your neighbor, say, God shall lead you away from temptation. He shall lead you away from evil. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the leading away from temptation. I receive the leading away from evil. I receive it now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now, very, very quickly, how does divine direction and guidance bring about preservation? Number one, divine direction and guidance are the escape routes from destruction and disaster. Divine direction and guidance. Divine direction, guidance, and vision are escape routes from destruction and disaster. We just saw it now. Lead us away from temptation. Matthew 6 and in verse 13. We just saw it now. 1 Kings 17 and in verse 3. Run away. Leave wherever you are. Turn eastward. Hide yourself by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. Divine direction is an escape. It's an escape route from destruction, from disaster. God uses divine direction to show you your hiding place from destruction that is to come. Somebody say loud amen. David and Keilah, we just read that in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and in verse 13, verse 12 and 13, 8 to 13 actually.
And David ran. Saul was coming and David ran. So God uses divine direction to cause you to escape. Am I communicating at all?
One man came to me some time ago, and there was a situation where deadly, ghastly accident happened with loss of life. And while I was praying, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said, that was a journey that was not meant to be. So I told the person, this is what God said. He has already lost the person inside the accident. This is what God said. He said, it is true. That journey was a journey that was not meant to be. Don't force yourself to move when you lost your peace. Don't force yourself to move when you lack a green light. One of the most pathetic situations I ever came across was of a beloved young man. Everything was against his trip. Everything. Sickness was against him. Blood pressure was against it. Every single thing was against it. It's like traveling from here in Benin State. Your body is not strong to go. Your head is aching as if it will break. Everything in your system is contrary to the journey. You are sick. Any doctor who catches you will not let you out of his sight 1 second. That was not sign enough. You stepped into the journey. You traveled from here to Makurdi. No, from here to Lafia, to Kefi, Lafia. By the time you reach Lafia, vehicle grounded. I'm telling you, life, real life, vehicle grounded. Now, the reason why examples happen is so that futures can be secured. Why these things can be set as examples. Otherwise, they are too painful to talk about. You remain there and send for another vehicle to leave Abuja to meet you in Lafia. And then the journey happened. But there was no return. Nothing is compulsory in life except to go to heaven. Am I communicating? Divine direction happens to give us escape routes from disaster and from destruction. How does it happen? Divine direction, guidance, and vision are the escape routes from destruction and disaster. Number two, divine direction and guidance attracts divine presence. And divine presence prevents destruction. When God guides you, He goes with you. Divine direction and guidance attracts divine presence, and divine presence averts destruction, prevents destruction. Exodus 13 and in verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. So when God leads, He goes. When God goes with those He guides, He moves with those He leads. The Lord went to them to lead them. Psalm 23, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want him. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd goes with the sheep. And he leads and guides the sheep. When God leads, he moves. When he guides, he goes.
In Isaiah 45 and in verse 1 to 2, he said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Verse 2. I will go before thee. You see, he is guiding him, leading him by hand, and going with him.
So, the voice of God is contained in the presence of God. The presence of God is a carrier of the voice of God. When God leads, he moves. When he guides, he goes. And what happens? Psalm 92 verse 1 and in verse 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23 and in verse 4. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You see,
when God leads you, he goes with you. And when God goes with you, he preserves you. Somebody say amen. Is somebody getting anything at all today? So if you are moving by the direction of God, understand that you are not moving alone. You are moving with the direction giver. Say again. If you are moving by the direction of God, you are not moving alone. You are moving with the direction giver.
If you enter into a business that God sent you into, you enter into it with God. If you enter into a marriage that God directed you into, you enter into it with him. If you traveled on a journey that God sent you, God sent you, you went on the journey with God.
Thirdly, divine direction, the reverb seems to be very high. Divine direction and guidance carries the voice of God, and the voice of God begets faith, and faith shields against destruction. Say that again. Divine direction and guidance carry the voice of God. Carry the voice of God. And the voice of God begets faith. And faith shields against destruction. Whenever God has spoken a direction to you, the faith is automatic.
Romans chapter 10 verse 8 said, the word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One day Paul was in the middle of a turbulence. In Acts chapter 27 verse 22, then he heard something all the way to verse 24. He said, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For they have stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Next verse. Then he said, wherefore, sirs,
of good cheer.
For I believe God. How many of you believe God? I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I heard something, and that something fired a belief into my heart. Somebody say amen.
I told you the story of Jalingo Crusade many times. And I have good news for those in Jalingo. We are returning back to Jalingo again. Shortly we'll let you know. 48 hours to Jalingo Crusade, I was not sure that we are going yet. I wasn't sure. Why? COVID was just closing, just ending. Open air crusades. Ban was lifted. By the time we started publicizing for the crusade, the ban came back. How many of you remember that? That there was a resurgence of COVID virus or whatever. And for that purpose, open air crusade is still limited to 50 people. Publicity was already out. The religious holiday of people in that part of the world, a percentage of people in that part of the world, fell exactly on the crusade date. It wasn't like that before we started publicity. The date for the holiday came later. Thirdly, terrorism there exploded. Those three reasons was enough. Not for any sake, but if there was no reason at all, number one, let it not look confrontational that they are celebrating their holiday and we are doing crusade on the same day. And secondly, of course, a new ban was coming up. So we don't look rebellious or disobedient. It was in the midst of that, my wife asked me 48 hours, how about the Jalingo crusade? I said, well, I'm not sure. But I'll pray. I went before God, I prayed. What he spoke to me, lift up your head, so ye gates. Be thou lifted, you everlasting doors, let the King of Glory come in. By the time he finished speaking with me, this was a summary. I am waiting for you there. The kind of faith that was fired into my spirit. I told my wife, I said, we are going. You say, what happened? I said, I heard God. Everything is clear. Road is clear. We are going. At that time, I was ready to dare any devil. Day or night, I was ready to dare any devil because I heard a voice that fired faith in my spirit. Why was Moses able to go back to the same Pharaoh he ran away from? He ran away from Pharaoh. He was in the wilderness for 40 years. And suddenly he was returning back to Pharaoh with a rod. Don't fear the Lord. Let my people go. I will kill your son. I'm sure Pharaoh will clear his eyes. Who is this? What change? Is it not Moses? I wonder where the camera is looking. What is this? Don't fear the Lord. Let my son go or I kill your son. When a man has heard God, he is indomitable. Indefatigable. He is just unfightable, unbeatable, unharassable, unintimidatable, if there is such a word. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Say there you have not heard God. Hey! Hey! And faith is the shield. Take your seat. So the voice of direction comes with faith. And faith shields you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Above all, carrying the shield of faith. Wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith establishes a shield. A missile shield. A defense shield, a ballistic shelter around your life, I see somebody, you are so too shielded to be finished by a witch or a wizard or an occult person. Tonight, by what you are hearing, I declare the shield is established in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Let me begin to round on because of time. Number four, divine direction and guidance activate angelic ministry. They activate the ministry of angels. Divine direction and guidance activate the ministry of angels. In the book of Exodus 23 and in verse 21, Exodus 23 and in verse 21. All right, back up a bit to verse 19. Okay, 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. The angel of the Lord goes with the direction of the Lord. Exodus 13 and in verse 21. Exodus 13 and in verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. Now that was a pillar of God's presence, and we just saw the angel now, where he said, I send my angel before you to go with you in the way. Now, if you look at Exodus 14:19, you see the two together, both the direction and itself. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Do you understand? So, here was they were running and they were moving right now into the middle of the Red Sea. And Pharaoh was pursuing them heatedly to catch up with them. So the angel that went with them removed from their front and went to their back. Come. So three people here. Face the front. Say one line. Where are all the ushers and protocols I used to? Straight line. Face me. Face me one line. Follow this one. So, this is like the army of Pharaoh coming at Israel. Red Sea has been opened. They were inside the middle of the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army plus Pharaoh thought that God opened the Red Sea for them. God opened the Red Sea for his people and you want to pass. So they began to pursue. Keep coming. They began to pursue. Originally, the angel was in their front with the pillar of cloud. Keep coming. They're coming gradually. Gradually. Don't run too fast. He was leading them the way. All of a sudden, he realized that there was a troop coming behind them. So he removed from here. Alright, let me say now. Keep going. And then while they were going, the angels sank them. I would have done that to you now, but since you are not Pharaoh. The angels sank them in the middle of the belly of the sea. Hey! 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 He will be walking in front of you until somebody is looking for your trouble from behind. And then he changes position. He just changes position. The angel went from the front and went to their back. The pillar of cloud left the front and went to the back. In other words, let me see how you will catch up with them. Let me see how you will destroy them. Let me see how you will waste them. I stand here by a prophetic and apostolic mantle of God. I announce every agent of the devil, every force of hell that is looking for your destruction, the angel of his presence shall sink them. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen.
The angel that is ministering on this altar right now, the angel with that big sword that I saw in the real one altar, that is also here, that angel is about to sink those looking for you. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, when you are connected to his direction, you are connected to the ministry of angels. And when you are connected to the ministry of angels, you are connected to divine preservation. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. Somebody by yourself, say you are too defended to be destroyed. You are surrounded in front and behind and on the sides. You have no devil or their agents to be afraid of forever. Finally, divine direction, guidance, and vision are preservatives of life. They directly preserve life. You know the way that they use salt as a preservative, where you put certain preservatives inside food so that they don't smell. They preserve life. In Proverbs 29:18, the Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. That is, see how the fish perished because it was not in the refrigerator. It was not well salted, so it perished. That is vision. Having a vision for the future. Having direction from God. Knowing why you live and knowing where you are going in life. It preserves your life. I know of a medical doctor. I heard of him. At the age of 102, who has refused to retire. Active practice till the last time I knew. He made up his mind that he has what to live, he has something to live for. Vision is what gives you something to live for. And when there is something to live for, you are not permitted to be cut short before time. That man I heard got his after the age of 67, he decided to read law in addition to medicine. In Genesis 37, verse 3 to 9, we saw the story of Joseph and how Joseph was dreaming dreams and having visions about the future. And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 26, we saw how Joseph died. Everything could have killed Joseph. He could have died in the pit. He could have died in the prison. He could have been killed by Potiphar's wife. But Joseph was 110 years old when he died. Vision kept him alive. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are facing, and I don't know what you have passed through, but just ensure that you have a reason to be alive. That there is something keeping you alive tomorrow, something keeping you alive next year, something keeping you alive in 10 years' time, something keeping you alive in 25 years' time. You believe that? Say loud, amen. About 20 years ago, I told somebody, I said, if you have 20 years to live, what will you do? With that 20 years. You have 20 years to live. What will you do with that life? At a point where diagnosis was bleak and everything looked dim. If you have 20 years to live, what will you do with that 20 years? I itemized it, articulated it. 20 years have come and 20 years has gone. And that life has shifted nowhere. 20 years have come, 20 years have gone.
When the devil gives you reason to go, give him reason to stay. When the forces of hell give you reason to go, give God. Hezekiah said, if I die now, who will praise you? The grave cannot celebrate you. The dead cannot celebrate you. It is the living, only the living shall praise you. And God said to Isaiah, return back and tell him, I add 15 more years to his life. If he wants to praise me, he's not permitted to die. I add 15 more years to his life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. Conclusion. Today is called preservation service. Once a month, the first midweek service. Because the enemy got too restless, destroying people's lives. What is my counsel? Be deliberate. About divine direction and guidance. Be deliberate. Be deliberate. Be intentional. Don't allow divine direction to happen by chance. Let it happen by choice. Psalm 85 verse 8 said, I will hear. I will hear. So, if you are not hearing anything, ask. Lord, what are you saying? Is there anything you are saying I am not hearing? Is there anything I am missing? I will hear. I will hear what the Lord will say. If you can't hear his voice, you can dream a dream. You can have a trance. Am I communicating? God will never assume the needs of man. God knows your needs, but he won't assume it. How many of you know that anything you want to pray about, God knew it? Say, while they are here speaking, I will hear. They haven't opened their mouth, but I heard what they wanted to say. Then why should you say it? Because he wants to confirm that you are serious minded enough to demand. He said, do not be like the, when you make a petition to God, don't be like the Gentiles who make a lot of noise for vain repetition purpose, because they think that they will be heard for their overmuch speaking. That was Matthew chapter 6. For your Father knoweth the things you have need of even before you ask. Use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. For your Father, be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. If he knows what you need, why would you ask? He wants to confirm. Two witnesses, the one he saw from your heart and the one you said from your mouth. So in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is confirmed. He wants to hear. He heard it from your heart. He will hear it from your mouth. Secondly, he wants to confirm your God dependency, your lack of self-sufficiency. Because if you are sufficient in yourself, you won't ask God anything. He wants to confirm your reliance, your dependability, your helplessness in yourself. He knows what you need. But are you helpless? He wants to confirm it. That is why you ask. Right? And you must be deliberate. Lord, I am about to go for this journey. Are you going on the journey? Lord, I'm about to invest in this business. Are you in the business? Lord, there's something I am feeling about this person I think is a friend. Is there something wrong? One man prayed for about 23 hours to get a direction to go for a program where he was going to minister. The more he prayed, the more he lost his peace.
He kept praying. He kept losing his peace. After 23 hours,
he sent a message to them. He said, I'm not coming for the program.
They said, oh no, the venue, your hotel is booked, protocol, everything is ready. We are coming to pick you at the airport. All of that, everything, your seat is booked. This and that, we can't change the ticket. All manner.
He said, please, I'm unable to come. I don't feel a release and I don't feel a peace. He didn't go. They were not happy. But they understood later. Because the plane they booked him on, he was to fly. That plane crashed. 123 people on board. None survived. He was to be on that plane. And he could have died. And people will begin to blame God. Where was God looking? Why will people serve God so faithfully and still end like that? Without knowing that God spoke. God gave signals.
Maybe there were others on that same plane
that held and felt the same thing, but felt obligated. You see, when you live your life to sentiments, and you live your life too much to human opinions and the feelings of people, you end as a major loser. You will be the one to lose, not the people.
If he lost his life, the people who invited him didn't die. The people who were almost blackmailing him, hotel is booked, everything is done, we may not be able to change the ticket, the money will be lost. Between the loss of money and the loss of a life, which is heavier? Don't live your life to sentiments. Don't live to human opinions. Don't live to what will people feel or what they say. Provided you are convinced that this is what God feels, this is what God is saying, and this is what is the right thing to do, go right on ahead. And wisdom is justified of her children. The product of wisdom confirms the purpose of wisdom. People may not know that your decision is wise until they see the outcome later. Am I communicating at all?
Be deliberate. Be deliberate. Be intentional.
And I already entered point number two. And number two is,
take no divine signal for granted. Take no divine signal. All right. It's like this. Be sensitive to divine signals.
First, be deliberate about divine directions, about divine guidance. Be deliberate. Initiate it. Lord, what are you saying? If you're not hearing, ask. Somebody say, but I ask, and I don't hear anything. Let it be on record that you asked. Do the asking. And leave him with the answering. Go to bed sleeping with expectation. You may dream a dream. Come to a church service like this with expectation. You may receive a word from the preaching that may confirm a direction.
Hallelujah. Number two, be sensitive to divine signals. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hosea chapter 12 verse 10. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and I have used parables, similitudes, semblances by the ministry of the prophet. It is not every time you will hear a voice that gives direction. There are times you will feel a feeling. There are times it is the peace you lost. Say similes. Am I communicating at all? You don't take any signal for granted. You want to travel, sudden headache. Very, very terrible, very excruciating. All right. Please, let me just avoid this journey for now. Let me pray about it a bit. You don't take it for granted. Somebody entered the vehicle in the motor park. Someone came to me and said, stand up out of here. Quarreling with him over the passenger seat. Moved him from there. Moved him to another seat. He said, no problem. In fact, I think he stepped off. And go. That vehicle did not arrive. Where he sat, the person died. There are things you are quarreling about that is a rescue operation. It's a rescue operation. The man who will kill you after he married you broke the relationship and you want to die. Did you hear what I said? The man who will kill you after he married you broke the relationship and you want to die. And God is saying, if you know what I delivered you from, you will be thanking me. Not angry at me. Not saying I will go to church again. The man I love. You no love her more. And even if you love him, he no love you. He won't kill you. Am I communicating at all? Be sensitive to divine signals. Don't brush them aside. Don't brush the dream aside. As it pertains to strategic divine directions. I believe that God has spoken to somebody here. In the course of preaching, I've said many things. Seek to the point where you cannot travel. You went on the road. Vehicle stopped you on the road. Grounded. You sent for another one. Anyone here today, even if it's charm, they charm you to go and die. Today that charm has spoiled. It has spoiled. It has spoiled. It has spoiled. If it is charm, it has spoiled. I tell you a real life story. A man brought a young girl to me for marriage. I looked at both of them. I prayed for them excitedly. I felt at peace. I felt he was so fortunate to meet such a young lady. Father of the girl was an old Christian man, elder in church, not this church. Served the Lord dedicatedly. That was the daughter of who he was to marry. He did introduction. Everybody was there, excited. 1 week later, this young man was in Lagos, in his office. A lady came to him and said, another lady, they were in university together, another lady is in town, wants to see him. He went to see that other lady. That lady told him, I just came to let you know that God said I should tell you that you are my husband. This boy has done introduction a week ago. The young man said, but I have just done introduction to a girl to get married to. He said, go and tell her that she's not the right one. That I am the right one. This was happening in Lagos in the evening. Are you ready for this? Powers are real. The young man said he moved as if he was being controlled by a remote control. Went straight to the airport in Lagos the same evening. Looked for the next flight to come meet the girl to say, I'm not marrying you again. When he arrived town, the girl ran to him to hug him. She said, just calm, hold on, just calm down. See, I just came to let you know that I have found the right person. So what are you talking about? The girl fainted. She didn't recover for 3 months. He went back to Lagos and continued with that devil. And I'll tell you the reason why. He said, this girl was now, have you told him, I said, move here, do this, do that. Like he was under control. On their wedding day, while they sat at the reception, the girl told him, "I just wanted you to know that this marriage will not be a normal one." You know what they call one chance vehicle in Nigeria? I just wanted to let you know that this marriage will not be a normal one. For example, what they call man and wife relationship in terms of marriage, don't expect it in this one. What? He thought it was play until they stepped into the home. That was when this guy realized he actually is almost married the devil. Are you ready for this? He got visa to go to America to study. He went with this agent of the devil. As soon as they arrived, the girl told the immigration and the white men, they said, "This man kidnapped me." It took him, imagine telling one of your immigration officers, customs officers at the border control in America there, that this black man kidnapped. Oh no. He said it took him 10 years to get out of that problem. That report on arrival. At a point the lady said, "My assignment in your life is over. I'm through with you." Rendered him. I'm happy that I'm telling this to you in youth conference. That is, I have finished you. I've rendered you empty. This boy was a firebrand when we were yet trying to come to the Lord. Firebrand. On fire, preaching everywhere on the campus. The powers are real. But you will never be a victim. You will never be a victim. I pray today that Jehovah God will deliver you from every trap of hell. Every agent of darkness they have sent to ruin your life, whether it's a man or it's a woman, they will never succeed in your life. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. The Bible said, "I am the student the Lord has given unto me. We are for signs and for wonders." God help me not to miss it in marriage. Help us not to miss it even in stepping into ministry. Everyone connected and tied to this altar. You shall not miss it. You shall not miss it. You shall not miss it. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. Remain standing. Oh, my shut. Divine guidance. Divine direction. Non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Be sensitive. The man in question said he saw a dream. Now, let me tell you the kind of man he was. He said that one day, him and his friend, they prayed from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in tongues, 12 hours, non-stop. That's the kind of brother he was. See, as soon as he lay down to sleep a bit, he saw that same girl he married came to him with calabash before she ever arrived physically and said, "I want to let you know that I am sorry for everything I did against your life." So he woke up and said, "Why is this girl talking like this? What is she talking about?" He didn't know. About 3-6 months later, she arrived. He didn't remember the dream until they have married. He only got to remember that he dreamt a dream like that after they had married. As if he caught him, left his face. He shared the dream with his friend as they were getting married. The friend said, "But what about this dream you dreamt?" He said, "I forgot." powers there, but they will never locate you. Any devil waiting for you at the junction of marriage, God will finish them before they arrive. Any devil, I'm saying the junction of marriage, every agent of the devil waiting for you at the junction of marriage, God will finish with them before they meet you. God will finish with them before you ever met them. In the name of Jesus. So divine direction is not a luxury. It's a survival asset. A survival asset. Whether it's direction to get married, whether it's direction into a business, whether it's direction into ministry, into a journey, is a survival instinct. Lift up your two hands. We're going to start with appreciation. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Thank you, for your word, to me today. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive help. I receive mercy. All right, let's begin. Say, Father, thank you, for your word to me today. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. Lift your voice and speak to God. Mikate sifre kisi magalaya harata seto kokoloro dogo hasaladi. Lerika sete fete seto kokolaga da harata saladi. Basha fete fito sona galade mega bagoro loho mesladi. Mega sate fete sete fete seto kokologa da harata saladi. Mega lika fete sona mama galaga harata saladi. Maka sete fete sina galaga da hasalala. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father.
Father,
I receive the grace,
to be deliberate,
to be intentional
regarding direction.
I receive the grace to be sensitive to divine signals, to take nothing for granted. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. I receive the grace to be deliberate. I receive the grace to be intentional. I receive the grace to be deliberate. I receive that grace to be intentional. I receive it, Lord. Go ahead, pray. Open your mouth, speak to God. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be deliberate. I receive the grace to be intentional. Now, say after me and say, Father, help me to be sensitive. Let me not miss your direction. Let me not miss your direction. In the dream of the night, in the day, in the house, in the church. Help me, Lord, never to miss your direction. Lift your voice and pray right now. Help me to be sensitive. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Say after me, say, Father.
Father,
help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord,
to escape,
every trap of the enemy.
By divine direction.
Help me.
To walk in your presence.
To walk in your presence.
To live in your presence.
To live in your presence.
By divine direction.
By divine direction.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To connect with your voice, that builds my faith, to shield me against destruction. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to walk in the ministry of angels by divine direction. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to receive preservation of life by your direction. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and pray to God. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Blessings and glory with God, thanksgiving and honor, power and might.
Something new.
Understand it, but Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you believe, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Lord, I will follow you. Follow you. Your will be done. Your will be done. I have no will of my own. Take the lead. Lead us. I follow you. Take the lead alone. I will follow you. I always think that I know the best. But you know, I thought I know the best. I thought I know what is good for my life. But you know the best, oh Lord. I don't know what to do. You know which way. You know it well. You know the best. You know the best, oh Lord. I don't know what you know. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your best. You know it well. You know the best, oh Lord. You know. You know the best, oh Lord. I don't know. future, Lord, is your time. You know which way I must go. Your voice and just begin to pray. Open your mouth, take the lead, Lord. I will follow you. Your hands and let's make that the most important prayer right now. Take the lead. I want to follow you. You know the best. I don't know what you know. Father, I receive grace for your leading tonight. I receive the grace to be led by you tonight. I receive the grace to be led by you tonight. I don't know what you know. You know more than what I know. I need your leading tonight. Open your mouth and pray. There is the light of divine direction coming. Grace for divine direction. New opening of the eyes, opening of the ears, opening of the understanding. To see, to hear, to receive. It's happening right now. Lift your hand. Receive fresh eye opening, ear opening, mind opening to God. You never miss direction another time. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. You place your hand on yourself and pray for 1 minute. Fresh direction, fresh light, fresh insight. That will cause you to avoid distraction and destruction. Father, right now, lay open eyes, open ears, open hearts to your direction afresh. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, receive fresh direction. For clarity of sight, clarity of seeing, clarity of hearing, clarity of knowing, and grace to obey. He said, my sheep hear my voice. If you are his sheep, you are entitled to his voice. John chapter 10, I believe verse 19. My sheep hear my voice. 19. My sheep hear my voice. 18:19. My sheep hear my voice. 27. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. You don't beg for his voice if you are his sheep. If you are not yet his sheep, I want to give you the opportunity to make your way right with him. But if you are his sheep, I am going to agree with you that you will not miss his voice another time. If you are not yet his sheep, step forward here while we take the communion. Also in the breaking of bread, their eyes were open and they knew him. But you want to say, Pastor, I used to be born again, I used to be on fire, but I backslid. I'm not living well right now. I'm not pleasing to God. My life is not, it's not right. I want to really be his sheep. Quickly, come forward here. By your grace and mercy, I am justified. By your grace and mercy. It was not because it was not because I was so. By your grace and mercy, I was justified. By your grace. for your mercy. It's my lifeline in the air. And my lifeline throughout all
eternity.
Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, I come before you. I surrender my life to you today. Today it is my decision to live for you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Grace to live for you. And receive it now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And grace to live for God is to live upon you. In Jesus' name.